Father, Lord, we are so thankful you are the way maker. Here in your house, may today be your worship, because you have done what we have needed, that we could not do for ourselves. You've sheltered us in your arms. Help us, Lord, now to hear your word, to do what you would have us to do, and that we might give you the glory through it. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for providing for us. And we give you the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And as we're being seated, our Kids Connect for grades 1 through 3 are going to be dismissed this morning. As they go back in for a time in the Word together, let's take our Bibles this morning, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3. I want you to know something. I know some places have kids ministry through the whole service, but I was really blessed this morning to hear Corbin singing as loud as he could on that song. And I am glad that we at least have our kids learning how to worship together as a family. And I don't know, that might have been something I just needed this morning. The Lord knew it. But it's a joy to be able to hear their voices. And it's not worried about what's going on. It's, I worship you, is what he was singing. And it was a blessing. This morning, I just want to give you a passage of some verses that have been on my heart these past few days. It has been a difficult week. And sometimes in the midst of these difficult weeks, when your heart feels overwhelmed, when you feel the pressures of not only just everything going on in your life, but everything going on in everyone else's lives, and then, Lord, help us if we turn on the TV and watch any news whatsoever where we care about flies more than content. And sometimes your heart just gets overwhelmed. But as we come into the house of the Lord, we do not do so in vain. And this morning, we need a word of encouragement. We need a word of reminder. And sometimes we need to know a way forward. How do we walk in the midst of this? You ever felt like you're walking down a path in the middle of the night? You don't know where the path is leading. You don't know where the path is going, and you can barely see the steps in front of you. But you trust this path is going to take me somewhere. Today, I want to give you just a brief word, three quick applications to remind us to trust in the Lord. So look at these verses with me here in the wisdom of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make straight your paths. These two simple verses provide a power-packed application for us. These verses have always been a go-to for me, mainly because it's been my mom's life verses and something that she's lived by. But even in these troublesome times, and even in times when things get difficult, these words remind us in their wisdom, trust in the Lord. And so this morning, I just want to give you three applications. First, trust in the Lord springs from time with the Lord. Trust in the Lord springs from time with the Lord. You see, because as he begins in this statement, trust in the Lord with all your heart, this trust that happens in the Lord comes because we see his credentials. We see his character. We see who he is. We see this later on in chapter 3 in verses 19 and 20. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open and the clouds dropped down the dew. Those verses remind us that it's through God's wisdom he founded the earth. It's God's creative power that he spoke and all of this came into existence. And it's by his understanding. That is why we trust in the Lord, because we see his credentials. We see his character. And when life seems difficult, we need to remember who our Lord is. We need to remember who our God is and the power and the character and how he sustains. I love what Tony Evans said in a sermon one time, he said, when everything seems to be falling apart, it's not the time to run from God, but to retreat to God. We do this because of his character, and because of his character, we can trust. We put our trust into something when we see their credentials, when we see their resume, when we see, maybe you're like me, you go on Google and read their reviews. Or on Amazon, and you read all the reviews and what people are saying. What are their credentials? Here we put our trust in the Lord because of his credentials, because of who he is. And then we see this experience that as we walk with him, we see the precedent. As you obey and as you follow the Lord, as you put his scripture into your heart, and as you obey and walk in that, you begin to see the precedent of how he works through your life. That at times when you don't know what to say or you don't know what to do, but you hold on and you cling to a promise from the Word of God and you cling to that character of God and he sustains you and he gets you through it and you don't know how that you did it except by the grace of God. And you know that experience, it sets a precedent in you. Many times people like to blame God, but we can't blame God when we aren't listening to him. We can't blame God when we aren't following him. And we see the contrast there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. The contrast is, don't lean upon your own self, your own understanding. Lean has a very important connotation in my life right now. I've done a lot of leaning the past few days. You know what this word, it means to rest oneself upon, to rest on that understanding. The contrast here is we trust in the Lord with all our heart. We don't lean. We don't support ourselves. We don't rest upon our own understanding. We change the source of dependence. Why? I'm going to let you know something. You could be wrong. And in case you didn't know it, you could be wrong. And in this humility, we say, you know what, I need something better than my own understanding. I need to rest in the Lord. This is what we see in verses 7 and 8. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Change the source of dependence. Begin with wisdom. That's what the book of Proverbs starts with. The theme of the book of Proverbs is chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him, which means to know him. It's hard to trust something you aren't spending time getting to know. It's hard to trust someone that you don't understand his character. Get to know God. Get to know his character. Spend time in his word. How many people say that they are believers but don't believe enough to open up God's word? Put it into your life, your heart. Know him, obey him, and trust in him. Because God isn't asking you to know it all. He's asking you to trust that he already does. Acknowledge him. Trust in him. And it springs from our time with him. The second thing is that divided hearts are mended by intentional surrender. As we see there, the contrast, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. There we see it's pretty clear. All your heart, all your ways, commit them intentionally. Commit them to the Lord and allow him to use them. Because if we don't, the simple thing is we'll be pulled in other directions. When we don't commit them, when we don't give the Lord all of our heart, all of our understanding, and we give the Lord all of our trust, all of a sudden things wedge themselves in there. And our hearts become divided, and all of a sudden we are splitting our time here, and we're splitting our time there, and we're splitting our hearts and our love with God with this and with that. And when there is that split, there is a tearing that comes apart. There's an opposition that's being pulled in different directions. The heart can't be divided, and separation is a chief tactic of Satan. Because if he can distract us long enough, he can get our heart craving something else. You ever noticed how easy it gets the less that you get away from, or the more that you get away from the Lord? How all of a sudden it gets easier not to open that Bible. It gets easier not to be together with God's people. It gets easier to overlook those prayer requests the farther that we get, because those separation takes us apart. And if we can be distracted, we can be divided. Let God have it all. Divided hearts are mended by intentional surrender. Give it to him. And then thirdly, divine navigation includes divine resources. When God says he will guide, he will provide. He will make a way. It says there, he will make your path straight. The word straight means manageable. It doesn't say he's going to make your path comfortable. Because there are many days in our walk with the Lord that our paths aren't comfortable. That our paths aren't just everything that we think they should be. But understand, when we walk with the Lord, he makes it manageable. He gives us the opportunity to navigate. Yes, even the hard times, we can have joy because we know he is in control. It's toward his desired outcome. He guides, he steers, he navigates to his destination. And that's through both the good and the bad. Because we know it's his outcome that awaits. One of my favorite verses that the Lord has used in my life is Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. And what's comforting about that verse is so many times I have my idea of what perfection is. Especially since I am a perfectionist. And I want everything to be just right and just smooth. And I have my idea of this perfection. But to understand that the perfection there is not my idea of perfection. It's his idea of perfection. And the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord will provide. The Lord will guide. He will bring the outcome through both the good and bad. And he's given us resources to guide that. He makes our path straight. He guides us through his word, through his spirit, through his people. We all, at different points in times, have come to learn to trust GPS more than we should. Maybe you have had experiences like we've had, and you type in the address in Google and it tells you, all right, do you want the quickest way? Do you want this way or that? And of course, for every guy that enters in an address, your mentality is, I've got to beat that ETA. It gives me a time, but I think we can make it there quicker. I might have told you this story before, but a couple Christmases ago, Andrew and I were tasked with taking the kids to the North Pole of Texas. The girls had a few things to finish and getting ready for Christmas that evening, and Pop was busy. And so Andrew and I loaded up our van, and Nicole and I had just purchased the Pacifica, and, you know, excited about this new van. I only had it a couple weeks. Load all the kids up in there, and me and Andrew go to the North Pole of Texas, and the kids have fun, and then we type in the address. And you know the backwoods of Texas, these things called county roads? They aren't always roads. And Google found every county road in Hunt and Wood County that night. And it's taken us this quick way back, and it's pitch black. We're driving down, and it's, all right, turn right here. And so, okay, we're putting our lives in these hands of the Google and this GPS, and we're turning down this road, and the pavement goes away. And here we are in this 2018 Chrysler Pacifica van. We got six kids back there. Me and Andrew were listening to this thing. It had rained. And all of a sudden, the pavement goes away. And it's not even just a gravel road anymore. You know those trails with the nice strip of grass down the middle? And then after it rained, and all of a sudden it's puddles on every side, and it's lakes on every side, and you can't see which way the county road is going. And there was one point, I think we, hydroplaned through a mud puddle to get through and back to the thing. And I told Andrew, I said, Andrew, no word to my wife about this. Thankfully, it was dark when we got back into the car so I could get home and get the mud off the underside of the car before she saw it. Though a lot of good it does now. Sometimes we are more willing to put our hands in these crazy things instead of the Lord. When His navigation includes divine resources, that He guides us with His GPS. He guides us with His Word. He guides us with His Spirit, with His truth. And so as we look at this verse today, trust in the Lord with all your heart. The word here for trust, it means to lie helpless. It's picturesque. It means to lie helpless. It means to lie face down in front. And it's a picture of, Lord, I completely trust you so much that I don't even have to look. I don't even have to see what's going on around me. I'm laying down in front of you because I trust in you. It means to put it all in His hands. And that's not by sitting back and doing nothing. Lord, I'm going to put it all in your hands. I'm going to sit here and do nothing. No, it means by intentionally surrendering it to the Lord, by following His guidance, that when the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart and is telling you, you need to do this, you follow, you listen, you obey. When the Word of God is pricking in your heart, you listen and you follow and you obey. Because you say, Lord, I trust that you are directing me. Sometimes God has to place us flat on our backs to make us look up. So don't be divided, but trust in the Lord. Francis Ridley Havergal was born into a clergy's home in 1836 in England. Her dad was an incredible musician and incredibly studied and taught her. And she had incredible musical talents herself, an incredible voice. And she was talented, smart. He taught her Hebrew. He taught her Greek. He taught her the scriptures. And as she was growing up, she began to become tempted because everybody in England would pull her different ways and want her to sing. And she was tempted for fame, tempted for glory. Then at the age of 30, she read a booklet called All for Jesus. And there, her life, she began to trust it more. She was tired of being torn between the different places. And she gave it all to Jesus, all her talents. She wouldn't sing except for the Lord. And she said, there must be full surrender before there can be full blessedness. Shortly after she came to that realization, she was in a boarding house with 10 guests. And she prayed to the Lord, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving these guests to you. Do something in them. And by the time that they all had left, all 10 of them were brought to the Lord. And it was after that that she would write her most famous hymn. She called it the consecration hymn. We know it today as Take My Life. And listen to the words, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands, let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will, make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet its treasures store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We see a lot of people trying to throw their own wisdom, their own intellects. We see a lot of different directions posted in front of us. And sadly, we trust social media more than we do the Word of God on too many days. But when we open up the Word of God and we look at His credentials and we look at His character and we begin to follow and begin to listen and we begin to obey, we see He will make the path straight. He will make it manageable. And today I ask you, have you trusted in the Lord? Have you given it to Him? Have you let Him have all of it? And you're not resting on your own understanding. But Lord, direct it in my heart and my life. Take it all. Let it be ever only all for Thee. Shall we stand this morning? So we stand with our heads bowed. This morning, I don't know everything that's going on in your heart and your life. But I do know one who can make a difference. His name is Jesus. And this morning, I want to ask you to let Him have that control. Maybe your heart's divided this morning and you are pulled in different directions and you're being torn. Maybe this morning is the time for you to say, Lord, I surrender it. I'm tired of this feeling. I'm tired of this uncertainty. Lord, I surrender to you. I'm going to trust in you. It takes an intentional surrender. Maybe that is what the Spirit is moving on you. In just a moment, we're going to begin singing. I want to encourage you, the altar's here. Give it to the Lord. Let him work in you. Has there ever been that time in your life when you said, Lord, I need your forgiveness? I can't save myself. I need you to bring that change. And maybe today could be the day where you say, Lord, I trust in you. Forgive me of my sins. Be my Savior. And he has promised us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. While we were enemies, he demonstrated his love toward us. Today, you can know that in your heart and life. And in just a moment, Brother Andrew and myself, we're going to be down here. We'd love to show you how to know that power. Maybe you need to follow the Lord in baptism. Maybe you need a place to come to be a part of, to join together, to see others come to know Jesus. This morning, however the Spirit might be moving and leading in your heart, I am praying that you would trust the Lord and that you would respond to Him. Our Father, I pray now that in these moments that you would move among us. And Lord, help us have the courage to trust in you. Put ourselves in your control to see you work. And we'll give you the thanks and praise in Jesus' name.